Om Shanti. Slogan for the 23rd of April. A knowledgeful person is one who recognizes Maya from a distance and makes the self powerful. One of my favorite points in today's Murli is how Baba was saying that our intellects will continue to understand as time goes by, which is to really underline the experience, I'm sure, of every one of us, which is how we're hearing basically the same knowledge every day, but from one week to the next, sometimes even one day to the next, how we can hear the very same thing so totally differently. And so, Maya, discerning, recognizing Maya, is also undergoing that same process. Behaviors and ways of thinking and feeling that we would have completely justified maybe even 1 year ago, now, because we've understood more deeply, we know we can't permit ourselves those behaviors anymore. So recognition of Maya. It's interesting how it happens, isn't it? I wouldn't say that there's much in this recognition that has to do with our study or our yoga directly, but rather how both of these two things indirectly feed into divinizing the intellect, purifying the intellect, so that what's actually happening in order to recognize Maya is a kind of feeling. Just a kind of feeling. That what I just said, or the way I'm thinking, or what I'm feeling in my heart, is not okay. I remember one time, I was in a phase of poor health. And sometimes that health situation, you know, really defeated me so much, I couldn't get out of bed. I would sit in bed for early morning and do my Amrit Vela. I wouldn't be able to move to get to Murli. I would sit and read my Murli. I was very determined to maintain my routines, but literally I couldn't move from the bed. But then sometimes, in that same phase of poor health, I would experiment with my relationship with Baba and with using Baba's power to make this chariot run. There are beautiful ways and experiments we would have all tried, I imagine. I had two favorite slogans, which I just would use in my mind, repeating those slogans, such as, Baba, I move on the basis of your power. I would just repeat that. And sometimes I never knew how or why, but suddenly I'd just be up. Suddenly there'd be the power to shower, to get dressed, and to show up from early. And that was really great. And I used to feel so happy when I did that. But then there were those other times when I couldn't even do that. So one point I went to Daddy and I said, Daddy, how do I know when there's really sickness to the point where I shouldn't even try to get the body up and moving? How will I know when, no, this is Maya. Call on Baba's power. Get him to get you up so that you follow the routine completely. So I was asking Dottie this, and she said, first of all, she just looked at me with so much love. But then she said, you'll know. And I really loved that answer. Because this is the thing I was talking about. Recognizing Maya more than anything at this point in time is just a feeling. It's just a kind of knowing, which grows, increases over time to the extent that I'm honest. Honest about that feeling, that knowing. So where is that honesty required the most? See your feelings. To ever look at another Brahmin in particular with any kind of feeling of dislike, any kind of feeling of comment, criticism, correction, this is not okay. This is Maya. Maya would love you to believe that it's okay to interact with another Brahmin when inside you are such thoughts or feelings. She would love you to turn away from people, hold a grudge. And most of the time, it's only a feeling which alerts us to the fact that once again she's got us. A lot of times, I think I'm right. And with this rightness, you know, it's got to be my way, I give myself all sorts of permission for all sorts of behaviors, which, if I'm honest, are not okay. In the name of satisfying that ego, in the name of selfishness, I can end up so impatient with someone, so intolerant, so disrespectful. And that could be the habit for so many lifetimes, we wouldn't even catch it. Because after all, I am right and the other person is wrong. But that's Maya, isn't it? And again, sometimes it's only the slightest breeze of a feeling which helps me wake up to the fact that once again I'm off track. It's my impurities which are taking over again. So how to deal with all of this? How to be able to increase that understanding sooner rather than later so that I can get on with the job of paying my karmic accounts instead of just sustaining them or increasing them. And honestly, what I've come to feel is that the thing that increases our ability to catch the truth of what's going on, in other words, the wrongness of my own self, is this practice of bodilessness, this practice of Om Shanti, this practice again and again throughout the day of just checking in with my mind, seeing what's going on, and then no matter what it is, no matter how negative, no matter how programmed, no matter how stuck, let me just say, fine, and then go beyond. Just tell myself, okay, all of that's there, those are the feelings, those are the thoughts, but that's not me. Now I'm going in. I'm going in. I just get to that place which is free of all that. Get to the pure waters in the soul, which are so peaceful. You know, it's a space of such quietness. My purity, which is actually very neutral. Because each time I do this, I am increasing awareness of my purity. Baba said in today's Murli, you have power. And this is my power. This place inside me, which is so clean, so pure. And as much as I'm aware of it, then I have the chance to experiment with it in front of all those other kinds of thoughts or feelings or behaviors. So, in this way, I am very sure that we will all end up very knowledgeful, able to recognize Maya from a distance, and keep ourselves increasingly powerful. Om Shanti.